Good morning. As we continue, we would like to, first of all, before our prayer time, recognize any new visitors that we have today. Is there any that would like to share, say hi? Up, back row over here. If you'd introduce yourself, just let us know who you are.
Dwayne and Denise Rigsby.
Are you from around the local area?
Yes, we live here inside Flint Ridge.
Okay, awesome. Well, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Glad Make sure everybody here. Extends to them a right hand of fellowship, okay? Gently. Okay. All right. A couple praises. Hank, great to see you here today. Surgery went well.
Start out. I think everyone here, not because you have to, but because you've been praying for me, you know my name. And I thank y'all so very, very much for that. But most of all, I thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because I have a new knee. And 2 weeks ago, it was hurting real bad, and it don't hurt bad at all right now. So thank the Lord, and thank all of you all for praying for me.
Amen. Amen. Another praise. Rod Ramsel is with us today. You want to share?
Yes, I will. And I thank the Lord for all of his blessing for me. I didn't even know I was sick. Went in to find out why I'd been so tired, and ended up in less than 24 hours with a ride to OSU in Oklahoma, and my heart arteries all being cleaned out, checked for blood clots, and shocked back into rhythm because I have AFib that I had no idea I had. Thankful for my VA doctor who suggested that I get an EKG, and that's how they found it. Because he couldn't find anything else that would make me do what I was doing. But anyway, thank you so much for your prayers, and especially, like Hank, thank God for his mercy and his love for me.
Amen to that, too.
This is not done yet.
Yeah. Thank you, James, for the awesome message this morning. You know, it's never too old to become new. It's never too old to find new purpose. And as he was doing that, I'm sitting there going, I always remember that one preacher that we had at Sunnyside Baptist Church in Cheyenne, Wyoming, when I first got saved. He goes, you know, you're never too young, you're never too old to find a new purpose outside of yourself. And he said, but find it in the Lord Jesus Christ, because everywhere else will leave you empty. So thank you for that message. Appreciate it. All right, let's start our prayers and praises on this side.
I just want to say thank you to God for the doctors. Mm-hmm. For Hank and Pete.
Okay, Charlotte.
Yeah, I have a praise. My friend Jamie at work, she is fully released, and she will go back to work with no restrictions next week. So she thanks y'all for the prayers, Jamie Forster. And it's been a long road, about 14 months she's been off and on at work. So anyway, and then also I have a coworker, her mother, Melinda, has cancer. I've asked y'all to pray, and she's not doing well. So if you could remember Melinda and her family, thank you.
Did you get that?
Thank you for your prayers for Abcise, our host student from Papua New Guinea. He was released from the hospital Thursday, and he's going to be on a great deal of medicine to try to counteract the meningitis that he has. And so our prayers for their family and their little ones and his wife. And it will be a difficult journey, but God is with them.
Mm-hmm. Can you spell the name?
His name is Absalom Timothy, but it's shortened. We've shortened it to Abcise, and it's A-B-S-I-E-Z.
Did you get that?
And if you really want it shortened, you can put A-B-Z.
There you go. Absalom works fine. Okay, yeah. All right. Pete's grateful. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. My name is Kay, and I just was so blessed. by going to the Veterans Day ceremony at Kansas School. It was just a wonderful tribute to our veterans, kindergarten through seniors in high school participated in it. And I'm just so thankful that our children are being taught to respect things that we grew up just taking for granted, but they're being taught to respect those who serve. And so I just wanted to say that. And also want to pray for our military and what they do, and our policemen and firemen, doctors, and thank you to all of them who come to serve and protect us. I want to pray also for our president and his family and vice president and family. I'm thankful that this lockdown is over, but it's been very stressful for many, many people, and probably for many of our people that we vote for.
I can second the motion on that Veterans Day ceremony. Jack and I were able to go to that also, and there wasn't a dry eye in that place when they did the signing to the God Bless the USA, the third graders. They did a phenomenal job on that, but the whole program was just awesome. Thank you. Anyone else on this side? Prayer requests, praises? Okay.
Lori, and I just need safe travels. I'm heading back to Florida on Tuesday, and I won't be back until after Christmas. So
enjoy.
This will be empty till after Christmas.
Okay, we'll keep your seat, all right? Okay, all right. We'll keep the light on. Yep. Okay, right here.
Hey, I'm Devin Schunick. I'm also a visitor. I work with the boys over at Brush Creek Academy. Mm-hmm. We had six, and we've gotten about five more in the past couple days. We're going to have 18 by the end of next couple weeks, so be praying for our boys and for our staff. Mm-hmm. That, you know, that can all go smoothly. It's hard for them because they come in, they feel abandoned from their parents because, you know, they want to be at home.
Right. Did you get all that, Pete?
Boys at Brush Creek.
Okay, all right. Okay, any more on this side? Going once? Okay. All right, let's move over to this side. Okay.
I would like to raise up in prayer our other granddaughter, Bailey Smith, who is also lost right now, and for our daughter Melissa, who has become non-communicative.
Yes, my name is Marion, and I would like to also give thanks to God for being with Hank, and thank all of you that have called and texted and brought food and all the things that they have you have done to bless Hank and me, and I'm just so excited that you just love him so much and us. And also, Jackie Chan at the gate is sick today, and I like to lift her up. Her name is Jackie. Her last name, it's not Chan, but I call her Jackie Chan.
Yeah.
So, but she is not feeling well, so I'd like to lift her up.
Yeah.
But we also have a Thanksgiving feast coming up in this community, and we are part of that. Sally has graciously agreed to represent us with macaroni and cheese, but this involves 9 churches at least, and about 40 students from Kansas High School and Middle School, and about 400 people will be fed that day, counting to-go trays. So I would just like to lift that up. It's on Tuesday, November 25th. Everyone is invited to come by and eat. We'll have ham, turkey, and all the fixings. So each church brings one item, and the children serve and clean up and do drinks and welcome tables, and they decorate. And I would love to see our church there in force and just enjoying some time together and have a meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, great question, Charles. It's going to be at Kansas High School cafeteria from 4 to 7. And they're just little bitty round cafeteria tables, and you can go back in time and enjoy a meal at school.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyone else over here on this side? Okay, so microphone goes to Pete. We'll have our prayer song.
Let's bow for prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have blessed us so much and in so many ways. You've given us your love and you've given us your Son who died for us on the cross so that we may have eternal life. And we just can't thank you enough for that. Father, we lift up those that are visiting with us this morning. I pray that you'll bring them back to us so that we may love on them. Father, we thank you for Hank and his recovery from his knee surgery. I understand it's been quick and thorough, and we thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for Rod and the miraculous events that happened at OSU. We thank you for those medical people that attend to us when we're in the hospital, that watch over and guide us, that diagnose and help us through all sorts of different ailments. Father, I thank you for my healing. Though I've had a bit of a setback, I just pray that you'll continue to bring healing to my body, that you'll lead me into a way that I can walk without pain. Thank you, Father, for loving me and watching me, and thank you for my wife, Father, who's been taking such good care of me. Father, we thank you for James, and we thank you for his message that he brought to us this morning. We thank you for continuing inspiration in his mind and his heart. Father, we lift up, we thank you for the doctors that you bless us with. Father, there's many of us that would not be doing well without the doctors. We thank you for not only the doctors, but the medical staff, the technicians, the nurses, all those that are working beside them to help bring healing about to our bodies. Father, for Jamie, who is going to work without restrictions, we thank you. We pray, Father, that not only will she go to work without restrictions, that she'll also find you without restrictions. That you that she will find a blessing in you. Thank you for Melinda and her family. Melinda's dealing with cancer, Father. And we know that you are a healer, that you will bring about healing in her body if it's your will, but she's got to do her part too. So, Father, I pray for Melinda as she's going through the trials, and her family. I pray that all will be in prayer. Absalom, who's dealing with a recovery from meningitis, I just pray that you will lay your hand upon his body, that you will help him recover from the meningitis, and that you will help him to do well. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the Veterans Day celebration at the high school. We thank you for those young people that have recognized the need for loving our veterans and for praising them. We thank you for the love that you show us, and we thank you for the military and the police and the firemen and all the first responders that give of their life to help our fellow members of the communities that are around us, that we live in. Father, this is being a first responder is tough, because they've got to keep on their toes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And Father, I just pray that you will bless them and help them to continue to minister to those around them. For our president, as he deals with things that we have no idea what's going on, Father, he is amazing in his ministry to this world, and especially to our country. I pray that you'll continue to bless him, continue to guide him, help him to be your servant in a very special, a very real way. Oh, for Lori, safe travels. Yes, she's
traveling to Florida and is going to be away from us until after Christmas. I pray that you will bless her, that you will help her and keep her safe as she travels. For boys at Brush Creek, I pray that as they make adjustments in their life, that you will calm their spirit, that you will help those that are around them, guide them in such a way that they will accept the help that they're being given. I know it's hard, Father, for them to leave their families. No matter what the situation was, it's still hard. So, Father, I pray that you'll calm their spirit, that you will help those that are ministering to them to minister in such a way that the boys will find comfort and peace. For Bailey Smith, who is lost, and I pray that you will bless her, that you will help guide her to you and to her family. For Melissa, as she's not communicating with the family, I know how hard that is, and I just pray for patience, and I don't do that lightly, Father. I pray that you will help her family be patient and that you will guide her heart back to them. Thank you for the blessings that you bring to us. Thank you for the blessings that this church has been to the Kilgore family. I thank you for loving us all in such a way that we get to bless others. Father, for the Thanksgiving feast that's coming up, I pray that you will bless that feast, that you will help us all to contribute in a very real way. Thank you, Father, for the day you've blessed us with. Thank you for the day that we've gathered around the communion table and the day we've had to listen to the word. And thank you for loving us so much that you sent your son to die for us on the cross. Thank you. In your son's name I pray. Amen.